Where did you go? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie.
I'm sorry.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Take any responsibility for these 50,000 deaths that have happened in this country?
I think we've done a great job. Minimal numbers, we're going to be 100,000 people, and we're going to be hopefully far below that. If we didn't take quick action, you could have lost many millions of people.
I'm beginning to see the light.
Trump's approval ratings are falling, and two-thirds of Americans say he was too slow to respond to the virus. Disapproval of Trump is spreading faster than something, whatever spreads really quickly if you're dumb enough to ignore it. So he is desperate to change the subject, and I'm not the only one who has noticed it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said this yesterday.
He ignores his own responsibility and assigns blame instead of taking responsibility, paying attention to science, recognizing the role of governance in all of this to get the job done for the American people. And so he's engaged in distractions like immigration, distractions like supporting people in the street. They're all distractions away from the fact, the known fact, that he's a total failure when it comes to testing.
Trump's attempt to change the subject to immigration or to China or Iran or to anything is not going to work. One Republican close to the White House told Politico that messaging alone cannot solve the political challenge the pandemic presents for Trump. Okay, how about messaging and sitting on my enormous dimpled keister? Because I'm willing to do anything as long as it doesn't involve doing anything. The unnamed Republican predicted, if the testing does not get sorted out as soon as possible, it will be another nail in an almost closed coffin. Well, that's an unfortunate metaphor during a global pandemic. Plus, if you want to get Trump's attention, I'd say it's a nail in an almost empty chicken bucket. Trump's normal tricks he uses to change the narrative aren't working because it's hard to come up with a more gripping narrative than stay inside or you might die. You can tweet all you want, but it's hard to capture people's hearts and minds when they're worried about their hearts and lungs. You can't have Bill Barr redact the virus or call Ukraine to get dirt on Hunter virus or get Mitch McConnell to have 51 Republicans vote that there is no virus. You can't even pay the virus $130,000 to stay quiet, which is too bad because this virus is definitely spanking your So if you want to keep your job, you're going to have to do the unthinkable. Your job. You know, make America great again. Trump held another one of his coronavirus distractathons last night, and he tried to put a positive spin on how things are going.
We continue to gain ground in the war against the unseen enemy, and I see light at the end of the tunnel. I actually see a lot of light at the end of the tunnel.
and we're starting the process. So the light is getting brighter and brighter every day.
The light is also making a really, really fun train noise. Woo-hoo! Everybody keeps yelling, "Mr. President, get off the tracks." But I'm staying focused on that approaching light. It's coming pretty fast.
Well, I'm beginning to see the light if we go again, playing the fool again. If we go again, acting hard.
This is sort of becoming President Trump's traveling medicine show. The way he is coming into these briefings from time to time and putting out there some very questionable ideas in terms of how to treat the coronavirus.
And for the minimal outlay of $1, you can take home a bottle of liquid Lothario, distilled Don Juan, catalytically carbonated Casanova. Lock old Rover in the shed, because man has a new best friend.
Suddenly still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, like a small earthquake.
From the beginning of this crisis, Donald Trump has been saying a lot of not smart things. He said the coronavirus will disappear like a miracle. He said people had nothing to lose by experimenting with hydroxychloroquine. And he even said that the virus can't see you if you don't move. But a few days ago, President Trump created shockwaves of stupidity with his latest and probably greatest unlicensed medical opinion yet.
President Trump offering new but unproven suggestions of how to kill COVID-19 in patients using UV rays and injecting disinfectants such as bleach and alcohol.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning so that you're going to have to use medical doctors with? But it sounds interesting to me.
This is maybe the first time in documented history that we've seen someone not thinking out loud. There's no way he even understands what bleach is. Like, do you think Donald Trump has ever cleaned anything in his life? You think he's ever actually used disinfectant? Cleaning supplies might as well be magical potions to him.
I dropped a hamburger on the carpet. Then some Mexican lady came in with some Clorox, sprayed it on the carpet, said some spell in Spanish, and then it was gone.
He's suggesting injecting bleach to fight the coronavirus. It's not enough that his supporters are all white on the outside. Multiple states saw an uptick in calls to poison control, and Trump's comments were universally reviled. So on Friday, he did damage control.
In addition to saying that the sunlight could kill the coronavirus, he was saying at one point, I'm just trying to read this, suppose that we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or very powerful light, and I think you said it hasn't been checked and you're going to test it, saying that if you hit the body with light in some way, that would kill the coronavirus.
Tell her to go to the light.
No!
Don't follow her. They've been following her for weeks. Not tell her.
It's all right. It's all right. Tell her.
I can't breathe.
Run now!
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. Then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, you can, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that.
When viral symptoms underlie, there are home remedies to try. You find the one that works and snap, you're safe. And every product neath your sink might be a medicine to drink. No need for tests, the president suggests.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection?
That a spoonful of Clorox makes your temperature go down. Your temperature go down. Temperature go down. Just a spoonful of Clorox makes your temperature go down. It's the latest COVID craze.
Supposing we hit the body with whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light.
A politician who distracts has very little time for facts. The scientists he's hired are perplexed. While Dr. Birx is about to barf and hang herself with her own scarf, he diatribes and recklessly prescribes.
But it sounds interesting to me.
That some pledge on your pancakes makes coronavirus pass. Coronavirus pass. If it gives you gas, try some bleach in your beer and shove a flashlight up your ass. Heal yourself with UV rays. Our president is no MD. He only plays one on TV. But of medical advice, he's always full. A little Drano in your cup will clear your sinuses right up. And quench your thirst, unless it kills you first. Slap your mom with a swiffer till her temperature goes down.
Her temperature goes down. Temperature goes down.
Spray your boyfriend with Lysol till he's 6 feet underground.
It's the latest COVID craze.
Maybe you can, maybe you can't. I'm not a doctor.
Since it's improbable you'll win with your hydroxychloroquine, splash some Windex in your wine and you'll resolve. And you won't likely get a pill from Dr. Oz or Dr. Phil. There's no vaccine.
So try some Mr. Clean.
Sounds interesting to me. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. I'm not a doctor.
You're kidding.
So a tremendous amount of fake news going, like even higher than the normal amount, and it's usually a disgusting amount. Kind of a disgrace. And we're setting the record straight, okay? That's why I'm talking directly to the people. So the fake news can't distort it with their cameras and their sort of camera tricks, okay? There's a lot of... I think they're using special effects, to be honest. Have you noticed this? That, like, with all the Hollywood people who are very liberal, I think they're using the special effects to kind of do, like, stuff on me. They're called deep fakes. You ever heard the deep fakes? So don't believe what you're hearing from these fake news press conferences. And I want to clear something up. The light, we love the light. Strong, very powerful light, but that's not what I said. And I didn't say to drink, to put in a disinfectant. That's not, nobody would say that. That's bad science, and it's something I certainly would never say. I said Diet Fresca. Diet Fresca. It's a soda. Maybe some of the young people don't know that. I know my beautiful OAN reporter, probably too young to know that. But Diet Fresca. could scare off the virus. Because you ever notice when you have a soda, if you're having, I like Diet Coke, you're having a soda and you shake it up, okay? Tremendous bubbles, like an amazing amount of like bubbles. Believe me, you've never seen bubble, like forget a bubble bath. We're talking exploding soda bubbles. Notice how there's never a virus in the bubbles because viruses are very scared of the bubbles. So like it's called Diet Fresca. It's a soda. We're thinking about that, but no, not disinfectant. That would be very dangerous to do. So I never said that. And what I did say was actually Diet Fresca. Another solution we're talking about is menthol cigarettes. Another thing, because Corona, the invisible enemy, trademark pending, it affects the lungs, and we want to have strong breath. And the blacks use menthol cigarettes. What we're thinking is, and I think the Surgeon General will back me up, the black cigarettes will scare the virus, which is like a redhead.
The suggestion of ingesting disinfectants, something that would be dangerous and even deadly, has sparked a backlash. Lysol's parent company issued a statement saying, quote, under no circumstances should our disinfectant products be administered into the human body.
We have heard from emergency management in various states that they have had a remarkable uptick in the number of calls, mostly, thankfully, from people who are just calling to see whether it's true, whether they should consume or ingest disinfectants.
We had hundreds of calls in our hotline here in Maryland about people asking about injecting or ingesting these disinfectants, which is hard to imagine that people thought that was serious, but people actually were thinking about this. Was this something you could do to protect yourself?
I love that people were actually calling their local health departments to ask if they should try to cure themselves with disinfectants. Because that means that even the people who are dumb enough to drink bleach are still smart enough not to trust something Donald Trump said. I mean, I was going to do it, but now that he said it, I'm not so sure.
At his next press conference, Trump's going to tell people they can replenish their energy by eating one battery a day. Some people need AA. Some people need AAA. The other day, someone on the street told me I'm a giant D.
Multiple states saw an uptick in calls to poison control, and Trump's comments were universally reviled. So on Friday, he did damage control.
Can you clarify your comments about injections of disinfectant? They're quite provocative.
No, I was asking a question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. I was asking a sarcastic and a very sarcastic question to the reporters in the room about disinfectant on the inside. But it does kill it, and it would kill it on the hands, and that would make things much better.
Oh, yeah, Trump is famous for his sarcastic comments. Like,
preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Trump was asked about his suggestion last week that people inject disinfectant to cure the coronavirus.
Maryland and other states, Governor Larry Hogan specifically said they've seen a spike in people using disinfectant after your comments last week. I know you said they were sarcastic.
I can't imagine why.
Take any responsibility?
No, I don't. No, I can't imagine. I can't imagine that.
I can't imagine why those people followed your advice. It's a real mystery. Specifically, Nancy Drew and the case of bleach she drank after Trump told her to. Trump got so much heat for the comment that he threatened to stop doing press briefings at all, tweeting, "What is the purpose of having White House news conferences when the lamestream media asks nothing but hostile questions, then refuses to report the truth or facts accurately? They get record ratings and the American people get nothing but fake news. Not worth the time and effort." Yes, it's so hostile for the press to quote the president to himself. "Look, fellas, my press briefings are all said in the strictest confidence. What's said directly into camera stays directly into camera. When will all of the reporters who have received Nobel Prizes for their work on Russia, only to have been proven totally wrong, be turning back their cherished Nobels? When will the Nobel Committee demand the prizes back? When will the Nobel Committee act? Better be fast." Ah, yes, the cherished Nobel Prize, given to such laureates as Albert Einstein and Martin Burger King. Now, Trump clearly meant the Nobel Prize, except there is no Nobel Prize for journalism, which the internet helpfully pointed out. So Trump revived his new favorite defense, tweeting, "Does anybody get the meaning of what a so-called Nobel, not Nobel, prize is, especially as it pertains to reporters and journalists? Nobel is defined as having or showing fine personal qualities or high moral principles and ideals. Does sarcasm ever work?" Oh, sarcasm works great. Sarcasm's absolutely the best thing for a president to do in the middle of a pandemic. You're doing amazing, Mr. President.
I'm beginning to see the light.
I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, there's been a lot of misinformation out there about the virus. And yes, the president has taken some liberties with our guidelines. So tonight, I would like to explain what the president was trying to say. And remember, let's all keep an open mind.
We had a great meeting today with a lot of the great companies, and they're going to have vaccines, I think, relatively soon.
Relatively soon is an interesting phrase. Relative to the entire history of Earth, sure, the vaccine's going to come real fast. But if you were to tell a friend, "I'll be over relatively soon," and then showed up a year and a half later, well, your friend may be relatively pissed off.
We have done an incredible job. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue. It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
A miracle would be great. Who doesn't love miracles? But miracles shouldn't be plan A. Even Sully tried to land at the airport first.
Anybody that needs a test gets a test. They're there. They have the tests. And the tests are beautiful.
Okay. A couple of things. I don't know if I would describe the test as beautiful. Unless your idea of beauty is having a cotton swab tickle your brain. Also, when he said everyone can get a test, what he meant was almost no one.
You can call it a germ, you can call it a flu, you can call it a virus, you know, you can call it many different names. I'm not sure anybody even knows what it is.
We know what it is. Now, there is a rumor that the president is going to fire me. Let's see what he said about that.
Today I walk in, I hear I'm going to fire him. I'm not firing him. I think he's a wonderful guy.
So, yeah, I'm getting fired.
Pandemic Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx.
When he gets new information, he likes to talk that through out loud and really have that dialogue. And so that's what dialogue he was having. I think he just saw the information at the time, immediately before the press conference, and he was still digesting that information.
He has touted this anti-malaria, anti-lupus drug, hydroxychloroquine, as a game changer for COVID patients. But the FDA is now warning against its widespread use without strict medical supervision in a hospital setting. Over the past several weeks, states have built up stockpiles of this drug, despite cautions from medical experts that more research is needed.
It's like the frog and the scorpion fable. I won't go through the whole thing, but at the end, the scorpion stings the frog, and as they sink to their deaths, the frog says, "Why would you sting me?" And the scorpion responds, "Some people are saying scorpion venom is an effective treatment for the coronavirus. I'm not a doctor, but I have, you know, I have heard that, and what do you have to lose?"
We have purchased and we have stockpiled 29 million pills of the hydroxychloroquine, 29 million. A lot of drugstores have them by prescription. Our national stockpile is now equipped with nearly 30 million hydroxychloroquine pills. We're distributing them by the millions. Over the last 7 days, my administration has deployed roughly 28 million doses of hydroxychloroquine from our national stockpile.
Breaking overnight, the Washington Post reports U.S. intelligence officials warned President Trump about the coronavirus threat in at least 12 classified briefings back in January and February. But the Post reports the president, quote, failed to register the threat.
Because Trump has turned every press briefing into a Joe Biden campaign ad, you could be forgiven for not remembering that Mike Pence, vice president and man from the crosswalk symbol, is technically in charge of the coronavirus task team. And yesterday, when he was asked why America just got to the testing levels he promised all the way back in early March, Pence had a pretty unconvincing answer.
Mr. Vice President, back in early March, you said we'd be at 4 million tests by the following week. We're just now got there in the last few days. So what have you learned about what went wrong, a month and a half or the last month and a half?
Well, I appreciate the question, but it represents a misunderstanding.
on your part and frankly, a lot of people in the public's part about the difference between having a test versus the ability to actually process the test.
So when you said 4 million tests 7 weeks ago, you were just talking about tests being sent out, not actually being completed. I'm a little confused.
John, I think they're precisely correct.
Ah, I see what Mike Pence is saying. You're supposed to just have the tests, not use them.
Remember, he began this whole outbreak by repeatedly ignoring dire warnings from public health officials and claiming it would go away like a miracle. Now, over 50,000 Americans are dead and at least 26 million are out of work, and the president is still insisting there will be a miraculous ending. Over the weekend, he tweeted, "I never said that the coronavirus is a hoax. I said that the Democrats and the way they lied about it are a hoax. Also, it did start with one person from China and then grew and will be a miracle end."
If an American president loses more Americans over the course of 6 weeks than died in the entirety of the Vietnam War, does he deserve to be reelected?
So, yeah, we've lost a lot of people.
Good news is, well, there is no good news.
If you look at the trends today, that I think by Memorial Day weekend, we will largely have this coronavirus epidemic behind us.
Great. Memorial Day. Put away the N95 masks. Break out the N95 bikinis. But yesterday, the vice president's news got shot down by Dr. Deborah Birx.
Social distancing will be with us through the summer.
Hallelujah. Brothers! Two good hands. Hallelujah. Now when your brother is troubled, you gotta reach out your one hand for him. Hallelujah. Cause that's what it's there for. Hallelujah. Now when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Hallelujah. Reach it out to the man up there. Cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours. Walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
The preceding show was recorded at WaveFarms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.